That's how you want to start this week? I was actually going to just jump right into the topic. Well, I mean, unless you live under a rock, you know that the Kardashians has been... Do you think it got canceled?
I mean, when I did some research today, because I don't know a whole lot about them, which is maybe I do live under a rock.
Okay.
Canceled came up in the search, but that's probably a lot of people just searching that.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I don't know how they could have gotten canceled. They're like a money machine.
That's what everyone thinks. I have some insight on that though as well. But it's so interesting to me, you, because I feel like you're a very big like pop culture guy, and there's the things that I bring up as topics like WAP or WAP, whatever you say. We've argued about which one it is like for days.
She says both for the record.
Okay, I'm gonna have to re-listen to the song, I guess. But then the Kardashians, like, you're like, I don't really know anything about them. I'm like, what?
I mean, I know stuff about them. I just, I've never really watched the show.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't like them. Although, I do think Kim is really smart. And I've heard really good things about her from people that have worked with her.
Me too, that she's actually really, really nice and nice to work for. I don't care if you like them or not like them. It's just like, there would be no way in my mind that I could not respect what they've done over a decade
as business people.
And what they've made out of essentially nothing, or a sex tape, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's where it sort of came from. I mean, look, they did have money, you know?
Yeah.
Her dad was a successful lawyer.
True, OJ.
And the stepfather was very successful too.
Right.
Yeah. So
you were about to go somewhere. This is probably
you look confused. You're like, who was the stepfather?
It took me a second. Well, it's confusing.
Yeah.
She's changed.
Yeah, she's changed. I mean, I saw a family photo of them.
Yeah.
And I think there was only one kid. I don't know what year it was taken. It was in my research though, but there was only, I feel like one of Kim's kids was in the photo, or maybe it was Courtney's. I don't know which is which.
Sure.
But Caitlyn looked so pretty in it.
Well, good.
She looked so pretty.
That was what you really
paused. I was trying to remember
so
her name. I was remembering her name. I was like, I can't call her Bruce.
I was waiting for some big drop, and you're like,
Caitlyn,
no, Caitlyn
looks
so really
pretty.
She is pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, Bruce was an attractive man.
Yeah. Yeah.
My parents always said it was just so interesting because it would have been like in our times, like if Michael Jordan had transitioned.
Right.
You know, like one of the biggest athletes of your time.
Yeah.
And he was for my parents' age group. So it is just fascinating. Good for him, though, or her. I think that she's much happier in this capacity.
I feel like she's sort of like, I mean, I don't watch the show. Is she even part of the show anymore?
No.
I mean, I feel like she's kind of like disappeared, and which is probably good. She's got to settle into her like new life. And
I don't really think that that was on purpose. Also, your ignorance about the Kardashians is actually getting on my nerves right now. I don't understand. I mean, like, I actually don't watch the show very much. Every now and again I would, but like if you, I mean, you keep up on social media, right? You keep up with the Kardashians?
No.
No.
I don't follow them.
Well,
no.
Anyway, there was this whole falling out with Bruce/Caitlyn because of the book she wrote that mentioned
Caitlyn? Or you mean Chris?
Bruce and Caitlyn is the same person.
Right. You just said a falling out
I'm
between Bruce and Caitlyn.
I said Bruce, sorry, Caitlyn. Like, I was correcting myself.
Oh, gotcha.
And Chris, because Caitlyn said some things that Chris did not approve of in a book that she wrote. And so I think they kind of like ostracize her, which again goes back to the power they have gotten in our culture and our society. I mean, like the way that they have manipulated the media, just like using the show to basically for free publicity for all of their businesses is actually insanely
I wonder if E or Ryan Seacrest has any sort of ownership.
Yes, I think
and any of the businesses.
Oh, I don't know. I'll tell you this, because I was also on a reality show on E, and they there's a clause in your contract now, and they say they call this actually the Bethany Frankel clause, because she started Skinny Girl, you know, while she was on the show.
Right.
And so any business that you start, and I don't know if this was a deal with the Kardashians or if it was just the deal with our show then, you know, like, because they might have started way before Bethany Frankel had her deal. But it's basically, it was written in that if you started a business during the show, they got 10% of that.
Wow.
I can't remember, because I remember going back and forth with like my agent going back and forth about Velvet's Edge, because I had started it before the show. But if it had like gotten a significant, there was some sort of weird thing that they were trying to get out of, like if I started some side thing, but it was with the name Velvet's Edge, even like it wouldn't, that would still have to give it to them, because the publicity and the exposure it's just good for business. It just is. Like, yeah, there's, I mean, no doubt about that.
That you're not, yeah, paying for. I mean, right. I mean, would that mean that they own part of Uncommon James?
I don't know, because I don't talk about that business.
Okay. Yeah. I heard that when I was business anyway. Fake jewelry.
I don't know what the deal was there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
I hope they do.
Okay. Well, I'm probably going to cut all this part out, but you know. Anyway, I just think that it's fascinating. I've been reading so many different responses. Like, I even posted about the show being canceled just because I was like shook. Like, holy shit, if 2020, it just like keeps, like the bombs keep dropping. And it just, to me, is consistently showing over and over again that something in our society is shifting, you know. And maybe that's taking this too deep, and maybe that's being like, okay, they just got canceled, or they just ran out of things to film about. But like, realistically, I'm starting to be like, you know, maybe this is like completely shifting. Like, maybe not that like reality TV is over, but this like huge celebrity culture fascination with people of like the rich and the famous, maybe it is dying down a little bit, because like there's a fucking pandemic going on, and it just seems really stupid.
I mean, maybe people finally care more about their own families than the Kardashians.
I don't know how you don't right now, you know? Like, also, there's this whole thing of like, I want mindless entertainment sometimes, you know, like when you're really stressed out. But all of the issues that would be maybe discussed on that show, well, that's not necessarily true. I guess some of their personal life stuff isn't this way, but like, it just starts to feel really irrelevant. Do you know what I'm saying?
I mean, like I said, I haven't watched a ton, but in my research, I did learn today that through the years, they've tried to be a little bit more topical.
They actually are pretty good about it.
And they've like leaned into some political stuff. Obviously, Kim trying to become a lawyer, and you know,
bigger issues.
Yeah, bigger issues. Stuff that is beyond just like trite things. I mean, at a certain point, you just, it would get really boring if you weren't sort of,
yeah, but their personal lives, the more they open up, I mean, there's so much shit all the time. I secretly wonder if like the Kanye meltdown had anything to do with it.
I mean, it very well could.
Like, he's just so on another level right now that they're like, we can't, we have to protect our family.
Yeah.
And then also the other factor is the Courtney factor. Like, she quit last year, and she's essentially always kind of been a little bit less concerned, it seemed, with filming or fame than her family, you know? But it's like, sort of like, you got to feed the beast kind of deal. Like, there's a reason they kept doing the show for 20 seasons. I mean, that's insane.
Yeah.
And it's because it benefits them. I mean,
well, Courtney, I mean, did she, I know she's got that website Poosh, but like,
yes.
Has she, aside from like this, didn't she also own a store with?
God, again, you are just, I mean, so out of your Kardashian knowledge.
I don't know, but like,
all three sisters own Dash.
Dash, okay.
And that closed a long time ago.
So aside from those ventures, did she really sort of capitalize on the fame?
Yeah, or? I think like Poosh is kind of the deal. I was reading an article, I think it was in BuzzFeed, about the Courtney factor, and everyone was kind of talking about how, you know, she's sort of done it a little differently, like with the business stuff. Now she's set up this thing that, you know, maybe she doesn't have as many followers, or maybe she's not making the same amount of money as them, but she's still doing well for herself. Exactly. And it's a very true to her mentality. Like, it's very holistic. It's very similar to like the stuff I talk about on Velvet's Edge, you know?
Right.
But she's fucking Kourtney Kardashian.
Right.
So yeah, I think she's like set up.
I mean, I kind of like her the best.
I kind of do too, because she seems the most real.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I mean, because it's for the other ones, it's like, how much money do you actually need in this world? You know?
Yeah, like, but it's one of those things where it's like, once you start, and also like, the question in your head, or at least I know this was it for me, was like, this is temporary, and I know it's temporary. So like, I need to focus on it hard right now and like pound through it basically and make the most of this opportunity right now, because like, it could go away. And I think before you know it, you're like 20 seasons in and just feeding the beast, like I said.
Right.
It's interesting though, because I can't really say like exact numbers, because I don't think I was really supposed to have this information. But again, because of also having some contacts at E and stuff, they, you know, I had heard like the Kardashian numbers were not what people really expected. Like, you just think that they're like blowing it out of the water. And I don't know if it's just like people don't watch TV the way they used to, but their numbers were not insane.
Yeah. I mean, I did some research about the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
And like in the beginning, the first season, it was like they'd average like 1.3 million viewers.
Right.
And then it was like they broke some records in like the end of the second, the beginning of the third, and the fourth.
What were those numbers? I'm curious.
They were like 3.4 million. Oh, okay.
Well, see, like it wasn't like that.
4.3, I think,
though,
was a high one.
I know when we were doing this stuff, it was like in the twos.
Right.
So
I mean, that's. I think it just sort of speaks to ease. Sort of viewership overall, probably.
Maybe.
I mean, there's so many channel options now.
Mm-hmm.
But they also repeat. I wonder if they, do they count? I think the numbers that I read were the viewerships of the premiere, and, you know, it wasn't reruns and stuff like
that. I can't remember what it's called, but it's something plus three. And it basically, like, the only thing that they measure, which is really hard nowadays with DVR, is the day that it comes out plus 3 days to like let people. But like I watch shows like a week later. Like I've been binging Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, so they're not getting my ratings, like, because the show's done filming now and it's done airing,
right?
But so they didn't get any of that. And like I think that happens with a lot of people. You just do it when you have the time, you know. Right. So I don't know, it's weird the way that TV ratings work nowadays. But all in all, I just find it completely fascinating, like, especially people being like, oh, thank God. But it's like, okay, but still, they have influenced our culture and so much about it. You were saying you even researched, like, makeup sales, right?
Yeah, because in doing my research today, like, one of the things that kept coming up was just about how they've influenced fashion.
Yeah. And
there's actually, on British Vogue, there's an article came out yesterday about sort of the influence of the Kardashians that I read. And then, you know, I saw a few things about like the way that the makeup industry was changed by them because the selfie culture exploded and Kim brought back contouring.
I was about to say contouring.
And like people didn't know. And so I pulled up.
Should be spelled with a K now.
Right. Contouring with a K. So the show premiered in 2007. I pulled up a thing on Statista.com mm-hmm. about the growth of annual, like, global makeup, the cosmetics market.
Okay.
And in 2005, it was up 3.8%. And this is global year over year. In 2006, it was up 4.9%. 2007, it went up to 5%. Then it went down 2.9%, 1% in 2008, 2009. And then when the show really exploded in 2010... I mean, it's always over 3% growth. The last couple of years, it's been 5.5% and 5.25%. I mean, wow. There's no like straight line that this is Kardashian influence, but I do think that, you know, they brought a lot of appeal to makeup. And and then with the growth of it, you see the growth of YouTubers doing makeup. And I mean, it's like all of these influencers need to look good.
Right.
You know?
Well, it's like you said, too, the way that they shaped this whole like mentality of looking perfect all the time and all of that stuff. And I think that that's true. I'm just like, I think I'm curious what's going to be the next big phenomenon. You know, like I do feel like this was a decade of the Kardashians and they influence so many different things that I don't even think we completely think about. But like, what's the next thing going to be?
Well, I mean, look, I think we'd be fools if we think that they're just going to go away. Like, there's no way that Kris Jenner does not have a plan.
Well, I even thought, I was like, are they doing this? Like, we're done.
No, they're probably going to put out a movie. Well, they'll do one movie a year.
Totally. They still have a season that's about to air.
Right.
And so I think I posted this on my Instagram, but I'm like, is this the 2020 version of Break the Internet, though? Because like they always have some plan, right? Like they're just so smart and so strategic.
Yeah.
Hate them or not, like I just think you have to respect what they've done.
I mean, I would love to have Kris Jenner in my court. I think that she is obviously the like the glue that holds that thing together. She's a
for sure.
She's brilliant. I mean, it's funny. I kind of on my way over here today, I was like, I wish I'd Googled like Kardashian flops, like things that they like failed at.
Well, there's a ton.
Yeah.
But you don't really think about those. Yeah, and especially now they have such great success in so many different areas. I mean, I will say.
But there are failures. And I think it's important to like point out that like even with this amount of success that people fail and they would pivot and keep going. Yeah.
Pivot. That's such a good word. I will say it's a little gross to me now, knowing what I know about this kind of world, that they have so much power because they can manipulate any situation. Like, you notice they always come out on the top of everything, right? And like, there's no chance that they are always right in everything right. they do or in every relationship. And like, that's a really frustrating thing to be in that position where like they're all executive producers on the show. Like they have control right. of the narrative being put out there.
Right.
And good for them for that.
I mean, you have to when you're giving that kind of access.
Yeah. But I would not want to be in their life because everything is very controlled and I'm sure contrived. So.
Yes. Anyway. Well, I heard someone, I can't even credit the person that said it, but, and I'm going to paraphrase it anyway. But in my research, they said the reason why people love the show is because they're selling a brand of exclusivity while seemingly being inclusive.
Oh, it's so true.
It's smart. The poison and the cure.
Oh my God. It's so smart.
And I was like, that is so spot on, the poison and the cure.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
What a good way to put it. Well, I don't even have a sounding off board on this topic. I'm just like, I just think I was shook when I read it. I was like, holy shit. So I'm curious what's next for them. I'm also curious what's going to be the next big thing and like how our culture is shifting. If these changes that we're feeling right now in the pandemic are going to stick around maybe longer than we think. And this like,
wouldn't it be amazing if Kim came out and said something like, there are bigger things to worry about than what we're doing on a daily basis right now. And we want people's priorities to shift.
They would be really smart if they did that because like everyone that. Would be on board and they would look really, that would be a good look.
Yeah. Cause I think like, I haven't watched it enough to really like hate them.
Right.
I just kind of hate what they represent.
Well, I think that's what a lot of people do. And so I'm passing judgment on
something
boring.
That like, I haven't really, you know, I think it's enough in my life that I can pass judgment, but I mean, I don't really have a reason to hate them.
Right.
You know, but like, I do kind of think that they're the downfall of, they are like part of the downfall of society.
You do.
Yeah. Just Why? Like the whole selfie culture. And it's like, you know, I think it's, I just think it's made people think that like you can literally be talentless.
And get famous. Yeah.
I mean, it's really driven that.
Yeah.
So, look, would it have, if they hadn't sort of taken over for Paris Hilton, would it have been Paris Hilton? Like, someone would have filled this space.
I feel like it would have happened anyway. It would have happened anyway. Personally, it's just like the way our society was going.
Right.
But I do feel like right now in 2020, there is something that people are like kind of over it.
Yeah.
And like if you do post these same kind of pictures that we've been programmed to post for the last however many years, it just doesn't sit the same way. And it's just kind of gross. Like, it's like, it's a very fine line now, you know? And I think like, I know me from like what I post on my page, I'm trying to find my way again. Cause everything feels so weird right now.
Right.
Like you got as like, I hate the word influencer, but like, I'll just say like a blogger or podcaster or whatever. I got in a program of doing things a certain way. And like, it just doesn't work anymore. That stuff for me, at least, like it doesn't feel authentic. It feels really strange. And I just feel like it's because just like what you said, like there are bigger fish to fry right now in our society, period.
Right.
Like there's just bigger issues. So unless you're using your influence for something positive for that, it almost just feels irrelevant and dumb.
Yeah.
And like now it's like everyone does it too. So it's like, wah, wah.
Well, I love, I forget what the handle is. I follow an Instagram account where it's like irrelevant comment or something like that, where it's like an influencer on the beach in like a string bikini. And then like what they're saying literally has nothing to do with it. It's like, you know, I've been grieving today. And it's like something like really deep. And you're like,
Wait, what?
This does not compute.
I know.
I think it's irrelevant comment or irrelevant caption maybe. It's really funny.
I'm sure I've been guilty of that stuff. Because sometimes you're just like, it's also that when stuff does become a business, you start to need to post and, you know, be programmed to do different things. And so as authentic as you try to be, there's also like a program and protocol to any business. And so that's just being honest about it.
Yeah.
But I'm just curious how things shift. I'm grateful for the Kardashians in some ways because it's like a fully, I mean, I know there's men in that family too, but it's a lot of women really out there killing it. And so I'm going to give them props for what they've done. And I'm curious what happens next.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what happens.
So I wanted to follow up on a message that we got last week. It was one that we read in the podcast we did with John Roa. He was our male voice for sex and dating questions. And if you guys haven't listened, John is super interesting because he had a quick rise to entrepreneur tech world fame and sold his business for a lot of money. So he had a quite vast experience with the ladies, and he talks about it in his new book, The Practical Way to Get Rich and Die Trying, which is actually out now. So check both those things out. But he was awesome. I love him. I think he's just like such a good level-headed guy now where he is. And he was very open with us about sex and dating. And so he answered a lot of you guys' questions. And this one was one that we all had a similar response to, but there's been some updates. So I wanted to go ahead and fill everyone in. So this comes from Nicole. She says, your timing is perfect. Seeing a guy for 2 months, I've been in daily communication with him. He goes on a boys trip for a birthday and goes MIA, like doesn't even respond to my text. How's it going? Intentionally not making me a priority yet or unintentionally being a dumb guy? So we essentially all three answered like, this dude is, this is like 2020. Everyone is glued to their fucking phone. He is intentionally, he's intentionally not answering, right? So she messages me again this week, and this is the message that this douchebag sends to her. So he's okay. I have a couple notes to throw in. He's gone MIA for a week, right? And he's been on this boy trip. We all said that, and John specifically was like, if I'm not writing a girl I've been dating or talking to, it's probably because I feel guilty for the things that I'm doing, you know, and that I agreed. Didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. So the guy writes her this week and he says, hey, finally was able to get a new phone this morning. Lost it rafting on Sunday. I think you said you were out of town this weekend, so I hope you're having a great time. What do you think, Chip?
I mean, he definitely spent some time figuring out like the most believable lie he could say.
Oh my God. Lost it rafting.
She should write back, I can't wait to see your new phone.
new phone, who does? That's a good point. She should. But the kicker is she told me that he was watching her Instagram stories. So I'm like, the dude fucking had a phone.
Well, yeah.
He totally had a phone. So we get John Roa in on this. I sent him the text and I'm like, what does this mean? Like, this guy is a total douche, right? This is what he said. Of course, I lost my place now. Okay, so I sent it to him, the message, and he goes, I call utter BS on that text. That's some the dog ate my homework shit.
Yes.
And I said, okay, good. That's what I said too. So why even send it though? Like, is it to test the waters to see how mad the girl is? Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, if you go a week, like, you know you're in trouble, right? Or like, especially if you've been talking to a girl every day. She had a key to his house, she told me.
Oh my.
So like, and God. He just disappears for a week. Like, what's he doing? And John said, because guys are insecure idiots who play games. And yes, likely having his fun and now seeing if it's still on the table. I said, man. he said, I could be wrong, and he's a lovely guy and truly lost his phone, but you know, I'm a realist. I said, no chance. I believe you're nailing it. Thanks for being the Velvet's Edge male guru, helping one lady out at a time. he said this. This was like his sounding off note. You can tell her this. My phone completely died during a kayaking trip a month ago in Michigan, and it was quite easy to pop the old laptop in and tell the girl I was dating at the time, because it would have felt very weird not to communicate with her for a week. For days when we were used to doing so, and not contacting her would have been an overt effort on my part, right? Like, everyone has a computer. She said this guy is like a business guy. There's no chance he can go week without a phone.
He could have logged into his email on someone else's phone, even if there wasn't a computer there.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I said, I agreed. And he goes, a full week, eye roll, haha. I mean, maybe in 1995, without cell phones, this could have worked, but these days, nah.
No.
So anyway, I'm really glad. I think Nicole is done with him, but she was trying to figure out what to actually say back. I just sort of wanted her to blow him off.
I mean, I kind of feel like she should be like, so how did you watch my stories without your phone?
Yeah, just call him out.
Yeah, just be like, that's a lie. Like, look, he could have, I think the easiest way out of this would have just been like, sorry, I haven't been in contact. I was trying to be present on my trip.
You well, know, just, that would have been a bit better answer than right, I lost my phone, right, but I'm watching your stories, so right, I'm lying.
Because in it, guys at least are so it acknowledges stupid, that he hasn't like yeah, reached out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I would have taken that a little bit better.
I would have too. But it like you said too, it's just about communicating, and he could have probably communicated that at the beginning. But it's also like it's just not that big of a deal to send a text. I don't feel
it's not,
unless you just are not wanting to. So anyway, I think Nicole should move on. This guy sounds like a player to me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so that leads us to our listener email for this week. And you, I just, if anyone has children in the car, this part is PG-13, maybe R or X.
Oh my God.
I asked Chip earlier today, should I actually read this out loud? Because it
like,
was
like, I sent that big, like big eyed blushing emoji back when she sent it to me.
It's like pretty graphic detail. So it's funny to me though, but like also, and also like no judgment happens here on Act Casual. And so there's no shame in anything like that or anything like that about this. We just want to warn you if you do have children in your car, you know, maybe this is more of like a headphones moment for either them or you, I don't know. Okay. So,
but definitely come back and listen later.
Come back being the like key word. So actually that's funny that you say that word come, because you told me to try to read the I'm getting flustered. Okay, the subject of this email is sexy surprise cum kiss, and Chip goes, maybe just try to find another word for cum. But like, I don't know how, first of all, and like what other words for cum are there? So can you give me some ideas?
Well, did
you
I did Google a little it? Google search. The funny thing is just the normal thesaurus.com like has the word cum, but I
that's
found
disturbing,
a funnier urbanthesaurus.org, and there's some good ones.
Tell us.
Do you, so there's here are the normal ones like jizz.
Is that better
spooge,
though?
Spooge.
Spooge?
Yeah, I mean those are like
sexy surprise.
But then there's
spooge
like
kiss.
Man jam.
Disgusting.
Love mayonnaise.
This is disgusting.
Log
love
nog.
Mayonnaise. I just literally got chills up my spine.
There's Joe Jonas is on this. I don't know why.
Joe Jonas. Sexy surprise Joe See, Jonas.
I mean,
kiss?
Look, you can always ring. You can always say ejaculate or semen.
Boring.
There's also hot dog flavored water.
This is just, this is so literally gross. Can't. I'm throwing
skip,
up in my
skeet,
mouth.
Skeet, skeet, ranch dressing, bone sauce, white gold,
okay,
man juice.
Okay, I think I'm like reaching a limit of sauce.
Yeah, nutter butter.
Can I just say cum?
Yeah, I think we say cum.
Everything else still sounds
I
like.
I think you should say hot dog flavored water.
Sexy surprise, hot dog flavored water kiss.
No, that's actually just sounds like it tastes like a hot dog.
Which
the human glue,
oh, like that's,
sauce?
That just makes you think of the texture. All of these are disgusting.
I mean,
I'm going with cum.
Okay.
I'm leaving the original statement. So sexy surprise cum kiss. Here we go.
Load. Load doesn't work there.
Okay. Hi, Kelly. Have you ever... The answer is no. I just want to say that before I even start. Actually, it's not probably no, but like not, this has not been conscious for me. Okay. Let me start over. Compose myself. I'm a mature adult. Okay. Hi, Kelly. Have you ever had a guy grab you for a kiss just after you finish him in your mouth? My boyfriend and I.
I'm dying.
Why is this so hard for me
the
to
funny
say
thing
out
is,
loud?
Is like, there's truly no judgment.
There's no judgment. Poor Christine, because I feel terrible. Sorry, Christine. I'm just 13 years old right now.
Oh, my God.
I cannot.
I can only imagine what it must have felt like for her to type it. She was like, do I hit send?
I actually don't
send.
Get that vibe at all from her. She ended it with an XO. I think she feels pretty confident. She ended it with a sexy surprise cum kiss. Okay. So she said.
She sounds funny.
I actually love Christine. Let me start. Let me just get my shit together okay. here. I'm sorry, guys. Okay. My boyfriend and I were making love and I had a couple orgasms while on top
Can
of him.
We, well, first of she all, said making love.
And then she had, now I'm more stuck on a couple orgasms. I'm like, damn. Okay. My boyfriend and I were making love and I had a couple orgasms while on top of him. I wanted to finish him off in my mouth as I did. I love tasting both our cums together. He pulled me up. I cannot get through this. He pulled me up and we had a deep kiss while I still had most of his cum in my mouth. The first time really surprised me. He said he had been wanting to do that for a long time. We both loved it. He always loves kissing me right after he makes me cum with his tongue so I can taste myself. Have you had experience with cum kisses, or are we different in this considered kink? And is this considered kinky? Do you think this is weird? We think this is so hot and it usually keeps us going longer. XXO. So I think you know what that is. XXO is a sexy surprise cum kiss. Yeah, she's envying me. Yeah, Christine.
Look, I think, first of all, I think it so sounds like they through. Have a fun sex life.
Well, a couple of orgasms just makes me be like, you're doing something right, Christine. And as
so is he.
Or is he? I don't even know his name, but we'll just call him Bob.
Bob. We'll call him the Nutter Butter Man.
Okay, so first of all, I will never, like, I personally can have my things that turn me on or things that I like, but like that doesn't mean that if that is not in line with what you like or what turns you on, that what you do is weird.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I will never sit here and be like, that is so fucking weird. But you know, I don't want to ever do that because if it's obviously giving you a couple orgasms, something is right.
And if you keep going, like if it turns you on to like continue having sex, then I think I'm not going to say that I haven't had that experience because I have.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question about that then? Okay. So this is the part that threw me because like I have had it. Yes. Like make out after someone goes down on me for sure. But like the part that threw me was when she said she still had most of his cum in her mouth.
Yeah.
Like, have you had that?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not something that like is necessarily like a big turn on for me. Like,
yeah,
got to have that all the time.
Yeah.
But I do think it's like to sort of like take the giggles out of it for a second. Mm-hmm. Like you are exchanging bodily fluids, you know? And it's like, I think that it's just part of what you're doing, you know?
Well, what I read in this is that they're both super open and in the moment.
Right.
And that's always hot.
Yeah,
like
it's so hot.
And it's when you don't inhibit yourself by like, ew, you know, like that whole, I just think if you can be open and comfortable in a situation and just like, it's not that big of a deal.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, just my thing about anything sexual, as long as it's not like painful or hurting you, like it's worth trying it. Like Brussels sprouts.
That was an interesting comparison.
I mean, I used to think I hated Brussels sprouts.
Oh, yeah.
Because as a kid, I didn't like them.
Taste buds change.
I fucking love Brussels sprouts right now. So it's like, give yourself the opportunity to figure out if you like something or not. Like, don't, just because it makes you uncomfortable and you think it might be gross, like, doesn't mean
don't
that you shouldn't
down.
Try it. Like,
yeah, I like,
if something is unsafe, then you have every right to be like, nah, I'm good.
I feel like a lot of girls would be like, because, you know, there's this thing when like a guy comes in your mouth, you swallow pretty quick usually because you don't want to just like let it linger most of the time. And so like I can hear a lot of girls' reactions right now being like, ew, just because you just like want it done. I'm not just like let it float there on my tongue for a while.
But like, is that because cum is actually gross or because we historically, like we've just conditioned women to be like, ooh, cum's gross?
I mean, it sometimes doesn't always taste the best.
Right.
But it's not like a lot of girls have a hard time giving blowjobs in general because of that factor of like, they don't want, first, it's like a gag reflex kind of thing, you know? So I don't know. I guess it just depends.
What I think is interesting about Christine and her boyfriend was that like, she said after they did it, he goes, oh, I've been wanting to try that.
Right.
But she just like traveled from his dick to his mouth with a mouthful of cum to like essentially spit it in his mouth.
Yeah.
Without having cleared it with him first.
They must have been on the same wavelength before. I mean, I guess she said he's done that to her before. So.
Well, yeah, because she said they like tasting both of theirs together.
Mixing it. Interesting. I mean, they're like making full-blown mouth concoctions. This is where they
cocktails.
Lose me.
Yeah.
Cumtails. That this is where it loses me a little bit, just because it's like this, a lot of liquid going back and forth, and that has nothing to do with where it came from for me. It's just the texture situation.
Right.
Like, it just sounds like a lot of floating happening that I'm not necessarily sure I'm on board with.
Right.
Like, give me a life raft. I need to like stay afloat.
Wow.
So,
I don't know that I would describe that as a kink though.
Okay. Huh.
What, would you call that a kink?
I'm definitely feeling like not everyone is into that. We can't just sit silent on a podcast and ponder.
We're pondering.
Everyone in all of a sudden,
I don't know that I think that that's a kink.
People are driving in their cars and we're just like sitting here silent. Like,
we'll whistle.
Pondering. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Do we have to pay Jeopardy now? I sing it off key.
I mean, what do you consider a kink, I guess, would be the question.
I mean, to me, kink is more like when there is like a little bit of pain and I don't know.
Well, so you obviously have a very clear description of kink in your head. Yeah. Like you feel very dominatrix.
Yeah, I'm going to, yeah, like.
Why don't you Google kinky?
I'm going to Google kinky.
Da na 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 na.
I'm typing with one hand, you guys, just to make her sing. Okay. Involving or given to unusual sexual behavior.
Say it one more time.
Involving or given to unusual sexual behavior.
You don't think that this is considered unusual?
So maybe it is kinky.
I definitely don't think that everyone does this. Like, imagine your most conservative friend. You don't, I mean, although you never know what's really happening in the bedroom, but like, I can't imagine a lot of girls doing the cum kiss.
Yeah.
The cum tail. Cum cocktail. Okay, we got to find a better word.
Well, it's saying, okay, t-shirt. So it says if you describe some, this is what Collins Dictionary says. If
Great.
You describe something as kinky, you mean that it is unusual and be considered strange by many people. But then synonyms are perverted, warped, deviant, and unnatural. I don't think that
I don't think it's
this
any
is
of
any of those things. I think that it's probably that most people would consider it strange.
Unusual.
And I think it's like, because most people are fucking uptight. You know, like a lot of people have missionary sex and that's it.
Sure. Scheduled
and
sex.
Scheduled missionary sex.
You're going to have to go to therapy about this topic.
Well, look, I think that that has a lot. It's more to do with like just the way that our society sort of approaches
right.
sex anyway.
Right.
So we create an uptight people, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that listeners in Europe would agree because
maybe
I think that their approach
is flowing.
Yeah, there's cum kisses all over Europe.
Sounds very European. But it totally is. You know, it's like
cum kiss.
Yeah. I loved that. I wish you guys could have seen his lips purse when he did that. The
cum kiss.
Yes, I mean, I agree with you. It's a little unusual, but like, I mean, she mentions a couple orgasms, and I say if you're doing that, if anything is getting you off that many times, like, have at it,
have
sister.
Have at it, Christine.
Yeah, and also, no judgment here on At Casual. I'm sorry for the laughter. I do feel a little
I mean,
guilty.
I'm obsessed with Christine. Anyone who, like, came up with that title for her message...
She knew I was going to read that one.
Kiss.
I mean, literally, when I opened our inbox, I was like, oh, this will
there
be the one we read.
There you go.
Ding, 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 ding. I haven't even read any of the other ones in the inbox today.
Yeah, like, because none of them deserve to be read after that
No,
one.
We're just going to leave it with that. Christine, thank you for giving us a sign-off for this week. And, you know, I mean, like, if you're feeling wild, I do feel like we just gave everyone something new to try.
Everyone can try it.
If you do try a cum kiss, report back. Maybe if you came up with a name for the cum tail, the new cocktail that we're going to... What if we start selling that shit? That's our new t-shirt, first of all, but then also...
I went to prom and all I got was this cum kiss.
This or the cocktail is like this like milky... It's like a white Russian.
It's like lemon. It's like
pre-made.
You put like... a something acidic with like milk and it curdles a little bit.
Disgusting. That sounds like the most disgusting drink ever. We'll keep working on our recipe.
Yeah. Tequila.
Lime
and milk.
Gross. Ew. Okay. Do you have anything else, Chip, that you needed to report in for this week? What are you doing this weekend? Any big plans?
No big plans this weekend. I was supposed to be getting my Peloton.
Oh, I heard about this already. Yeah. delayed.
I'm not going to give them any advertising.
Oh, you showed them.
I was going to get my bike for my house.
Oh, right. But no name brands mentioned. Yes. Peloton, please call Chip so you can relax.
Don't leave me on hold for over an hour again.
Lord, I'm actually going to Denver this weekend. It's my first travel trip with Bobby again. Bobby Bones. Fun. We're doing that show, Breaking Bobby Bones.
Are you camping?
I hope not. No, it's like a hockey situation. So I'll report back about that next week. But it's the first time that I've traveled on a plane since I can't even remember. Like, that used to be my life all the time. But yeah, so it'll be interesting. I'm kind of excited to get out of town. And
you get to see B&A with not very much B&A carpet left.
So unfortunately not flying out of B&A. So.
Fancy.
It's not like I'm paying for the plane. I love when people are like, bougie. Ooh, la, la. And it's like, I'm not paying people. Whatevs. Anyway, I hope that you guys have a great weekend. I hope that if you're feeling spicy, you try a cum kiss. I personally will not be trying that this weekend. Chip, let us know if you do.
It is highly doubtful that I will be trying that this weekend.
Well, if you do, I think that you know that you should really try to remember to
act casual.
Bye.
Bye.